passed on. He spied in the sky a great red balloon. Oh my, how he was gawking. The great balloon came landing right where he was standing. To fly, he thought, in such a thing would be most outstanding. In the basket stood a baboon with eyes like two full moons and hair as purple as grapes on a vine. He sang the loveliest tune.
Yes, boys and girls, it was the loveliest tune the porcupine had ever heard. And it went a little something like this.
We can go out for a ride on the wind across the skies. You seem like a decent bloke, but don't you dare, don't you dare to poke a hole in my balloon.
Yes, sirree, oh yes, sir, it would be most regretful if I poked a hole in your great red balloon. But I won't, you can rest assured, I've always wanted so much to see what I cannot touch. And most of all, the clouds above, I'll be so careful that you can trust. So the porcupine, he jumped in to the basket that was arising. And up and up it went and drifted off into the wind.
So what do you think happened next, boys and girls? Well, let's give a listen.
Porcupine was flying high, shot his quills into the sky. Heard a pop, began to fall. My own, that was the end of our magic carpet ride.
They were never seen again, but there is another land where popped balloons go sputtering to, where hippos dance upon the sand, where polar bears play banjo, where basset hounds laugh ho ho ho, where farmers sit and paint the stars all arranged in